Welcome to CFRI Cystic Fibrosis Community Voices, a video podcast series created by and for the cystic fibrosis community.
Hi, my name is Jeremy Carazzi. I'm 27 years old. I live in San Francisco, California, and I have cystic fibrosis. I was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis when I was 3 years old. As you can imagine, I don't remember it. That's all I've really ever known is living with cystic fibrosis. Yeah, so the journey to diagnosis, and I get this all, you know, secondhand from my family, but my parents did notice something very early on where I would eat and I wouldn't digest anything, so it would come right out of me. And so they knew something was up. They went doctor to doctor until my primary care doctor, after probably my third or fourth primary care doctor, recommended that I take a sweat test, which is when we discovered that I had diagnosed cystic fibrosis. So in terms of family history, no one in my family that we know of has cystic fibrosis. We have a few thoughts around my great aunt, who was born and ended up dying when she was 3 years old in Havana, Cuba, as they were moving from Europe. And so that's probably the closest story we have to cystic fibrosis. A number of other chronic illnesses in my family, but in terms of CF, I'm the first one in terms of both the nuclear and larger family that we know about. So growing up, my parents did their research and realized that being active is one of the best things you could do for having cystic fibrosis. And so I grew up swimming, learned how to swim very early on, swam through elementary school, middle school, high school. I played water polo, and so I've always been super active. I ended up picking up Ultimate Frisbee when I was 16 years old. My high school biology teacher got a group of us together and ended up starting a team at our high school, and ever since then I've played through high school, through college, and now both club and professionally as an adult. My team, the San Jose Spiders, this is our home turf, this is our stadium, and I ended up on this team last year, so this is my second year on the team. The owner and I have played Frisbee together for a while, ever since I moved back to the Bay Area from college. We just got to know each other. He ended up starting this professional team back, I believe, in either 2013 or 2014. And I was lucky enough to get a spot last year and got a spot again this year. And so really humbled to be on the team. And it is super exciting. It is kind of a dream come true. I think if you were to ask my family what is one thing Jeremy always wanted to be, they'd probably say either paleontologist or professional athlete. And so I'm really getting to live out that second dream that I've had for a very, very long time, which is pretty cool. There's a lot of things that make being on the San Jose Spiders so great. I think it really boils down to being able to be active and play a sport I love professionally. I think that having that opportunity is amazing for anybody. I think it's super special for someone that has cystic fibrosis, who this is a pipe dream. And so there's so many things. I have a lot of close friends that are on the team. I get to stay in great shape. I think I get to play in front of a crowd, in front of my family, in front of friends, which is amazing. So I wouldn't say there's just one thing that makes it so great to be on this team specifically, but it's been quite the experience so far. So I think right now there's a big movement in sort of younger CF, young adults with CF around sort of being open and honest and out there with your cystic fibrosis. My closest friends on the team do know that I have cystic fibrosis. The owner knows, the coach knows, but I've always been of the type to let others almost figure it out and ask if they see me take pills or if they see something online. And so this past year, actually last year, the coach and owner had no idea I had cystic fibrosis. Part of me likes to keep it that way only because you get treated just the same as everyone else, and I think that's really worth it to me. I don't want to be treated differently for something that I can't control. And so this year, I ended up, Boomer Esiason chose me as Boomer Athlete of the Month in March, and my owner came across the article, and he pulled me to the side at one of our practices, and he said, I had no idea, is this okay for me to share with our fan community about you and about this a great accolade. And I said sure, and that started the conversation with our coach, who was pulled over as well, and we ended up talking about CF and what it meant, and I think they were a little taken aback because they had no idea that that's something that I was dealing with on a daily basis. And so I think in the end I was glad that they knew, but I didn't want to be the one to tell them right away. And I go back and forth with that a lot in my everyday life of like, do I share this right now? Is this something that doesn't need to be shared. So it's actually a constant battle, I would say, that I go through every day of is CF worth sharing at this moment? While I am a professional athlete, this is not the NFL, the NBA, or the MLB, so there's still the necessity for having a day job. And so in my day job, I work on the business side of an education technology company up in San Francisco. I was a former third grade teacher in San Jose, California, and so I think I was attracted to the idea of leaving the classroom but staying in education in some way. And so our company called School Mint, they help facilitate a online enrollment platform for K-12 public schools across the country. So I still have that passion for education that I can feed every day by going to work and working for School Mint. So I've been there for 2.5 years, and it's been a great experience so far. I know it can be really difficult for both kids and adults out there and that have cystic fibrosis, and it can be really hard to be active and push through that initial pain of getting out there and overcoming that fear and that feeling of coughing and of your lungs and being unable to breathe. And I just have to say, if it wasn't for being active, I don't think I would be where I am today. And so I attribute everything in terms of being healthy to really two things. And I think I've been really lucky with the first, which is parents who did a ton of research as when I was 3 years old and threw me into sports really early on. And then two, just being able to keep up that activity. And so for folks that may not have that experience, I think find something active that you love to do and throw yourself into it, because with your whole heart and your whole mind, and next thing you know, it's gonna make the physical aspects of CF so much more manageable. Again, I just wanna say I've been really lucky and that I haven't had very major exacerbations over the past few years, even since I was a kid. However, when I was teaching, we definitely came across some low points, and it was unfortunate because I was doing something that I really enjoyed and really loved and was passionate for, and ended up having to leave. The best move for me was to leave the classroom and explore opportunities elsewhere, because my health just couldn't be in a place where I could do things that I really wanted to do and stay healthy. And I think I gain a lot of inspiration from folks who face severe challenges and end up making it look really easy, right? They come out and they show like they have no weakness, and they just live life to the fullest. So for me, I've always tried to be normal in terms of just pursuing everything I've always wanted to pursue, and I've been lucky enough to have the ability to do that, both health and in life in general. And so I wouldn't say there's like one specific person. I look up to folks like my parents who have faced cancer. They each have faced cancer separately, and so that's been quite an experience. Being one who was being cared for and now almost having to be somewhat of a caretaker, even though I was a little more removed from the situation, just not living at home. But having that experience, can only make you look up to your family and your parents and say like, wow, you can raise 5 kids and you can get sick and still overcome. And that is what inspires me, is when people can really just go into life with the fullest energy and no matter what they're facing.